This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. We've been studying what Paul wrote in Romans 10, 14, and 15 about the process of reaching the lost through the proclamation of the good news. In our last study, we noted a chain reaction starting with those who believe and ending with others coming to saving faith. Each link in the chain is important if this spiritual dynamic is to work. We considered the links of availability, recognizing the call to service, obedience, supporting others in their mission, and trusting God to use the good news to touch the lives of the lost. Now let's consider the links in the chain that relate to those who hear the good news. Have you heard the good news? If you have you believed it? If you've believed it, have you called on the name of the Lord who provided it? If you do call on the Lord, you will be saved, according to Romans 10, 13. If you say, I don't have the faith to call and expect an answer, then listen to what Paul says in Romans 10, 17. Faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is heard through the word of Christ. Keep on listening to the word of Christ. Read it and reflect on it. Listen to his expressions of love. Hear his offer of forgiveness. Reflect on his promise of salvation. Ask for God to do what he promised. Faith will germinate and grow through exposure to truth. Then confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, and you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved. Romans 10, 9 through 10.